www.ReverbNation.com.
Yes, we were just talking about Ivan Lopez and the fact that he's destroyed so many lives, including his own and the people on the base of Fort Hood, celebrating those lost lives and trying to make sense of something that makes no sense whatsoever. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, welcome to the show. The president was on hand for the memorial at the base in Killeen, Texas. He talked about heroes, and he talked about what incredibly dedicated soldiers these men were, including those that were injured. Take a listen.
For Danny, said his fiancée, being in the Army was his life. Carlos, said a friend, was the epitome of what you would want a leader to be in the Army. Timothy helped counsel his fellow soldiers. When the gunman tried to push his way into that room, Danny held the door shut, saving the lives of others while sacrificing his own. And it's said that Timothy, the counselor, even then, gave his life walking toward the gunman, trying to calm him down.
So, yeah, as you can see, the president knows many of the details of what happened, wanted to be informed of everything that went down when Lopez made his move, unfortunately, against the people on the base. And the question now still becomes, where do we go from here? What do we do? I think it should be that we've got the soldiers armed on the base instead of defenseless, but that's kind of quelled. I don't believe that that's even going to be really taken up as aggressively on the Hill. And I don't think the people in charge militarily believe that that is the right way to go. So despite the press for people to do that, the press for many of the people who have listened to the details of what happened at Fort Hood, writing Congress people and senators and whatnot, as I myself have done, I don't believe that's what's going to happen. But you never know. If there's enough of an outcry, maybe some of the voices will be heard and perhaps at least discussed a little bit deeper than just, yeah, this isn't right for now. We like the fact that we've got security on the base and we're looking at other things that we can do. We'll see if that holds up in the near future. And very sad, but it was good that anybody that could make it from Washington came, and there were a lot of people that went to Fort Hood militarily. All the top chiefs were there, and of course you just heard the president, so he was there along with the first lady, because there's just no making sense of the senseless. And speaking of making sense of the senseless, one of the craziest things happened during the day, and you might have seen it, heard it, little blips on it if you were driving around, perhaps the school stabbings, not shooting, school stabbings. An assistant principal actually stopped the suspect, brought him to the ground, ending what was 5 brutal minutes. 21 people were slashed or stabbed at a school in Pittsburgh, and the kid that is in custody was considered to be just a typical kid, a sophomore at the high school, a normal kid, a kid that had friends, not bullied, didn't seem to have any kind of problems. And just the Franklin Regional Senior High School is, and the area surrounding is very shook up by this, trying to make sense of how could this happen? What was it that led to Alex Herbol making this kind of move to bring two giant kitchen knives to school and then start randomly slashing kids in the hallway. The security guard had stab wounds in the melee, the only adult injured, by the way. And then there were 20 students that came out dripping in blood, where teachers asked other kids to throw them their hoodies and tried to help them out and wrap them up. There are a couple of kids that are in the hospital with some pretty serious wounds, one that was in critical condition. And the question is, safety, safety, safety. What do we need to do to keep kids safe at school? What do we need to do about the seriousness of mental health issues? And luckily, the assistant principal acted as fast as he could, and he was able to subdue him. He had two knives, bringing them into his suburban Pittsburgh high school. Nobody had any idea. There was no warning. There wasn't any indication that something like this could happen, but it did. So the school is going to be closed for a couple of days. There's conversations about what the reaction should be. And the 16-year-old sophomore, his lawyer is trying to get him processed through the juvenile court system. And we'll see where that ends up. And, of course, he's going to be examined by a psychiatrist. And they're still looking for motives. And they're still processing the whole thing. But thank goodness for this assistant principal, who was certainly a hero in this, when he reacted as quickly as he could, realizing what happened. Sam King brought him down, and then the police came, and that was it. It was broken up, but it was 5 minutes. 5 minutes of this. So far, nothing that would indicate that this is the kind of kid that would have something like this happen. So when we do talk about looking for signs, how do you look for signs when the signs aren't there? How do you find those signs? Right? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. I think that they just have to beef up any kind of help that they can give kids, psychiatric help. I think they have to have more conversations with kids at the school. And try to do whatever you can to reach out to the teenagers, but there was nothing, again, nothing in his background that showed up that would show something like this would happen. There's more conversations about, and I've said this before, hiring ex-cops to be at the school because they can look for certain things, but if you saw pictures of him, he doesn't look like any kind of kid that would do this. I don't know that you would, I don't think you would just pick him out and think that this would happen. In the meantime, quickly, I'll throw this out at the top, too, because we'll talk about this in this hour. If you're thinking of taking a cruise, yet another cruise line with a stomach illness, the norovirus. Remember, I talked about that when I was in Grenada with the virologist. But 83 people on the ship are sick, and they think it's one of those noroviruses. Again, the Crown Princess left Los Angeles on a 7-day Pacific cruise, and people are sick. You know what that means? That means turn around and get back off the boat. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
It is love, tested by tragedy, that brings us together again.
All right, so Obama returns to Fort Hood, the scene of the crime, 5 years ago, and once more soldiers who survive foreign war zones are killed at home or injured where they're supposed to be safe. So we circle back around to, wow, what do you do? I mean, you mourn the deaths, and you just say to yourself, there's just something so wrong about this. And there has to be more that can be done. Okay, so if you're not going to arm the guys on the base and they're defenseless, and that's not even a discussion, then there's got to be something else you can do to ensure a little bit of safety here. Because, hey, guys, this is not a good thing. This is not acceptable to give your life, put your life on the line for the country in some of the situations we've been in lately, too. And then expect you come back, you're on a base, and you're dodging bullets. And you either get hit, you're killed, or you're injured seriously. And there were some terrible things that happened the last time around in 2009, and now it's the same thing. I mean, 2009 was just awful. 13 people killed, and how many people, countless people wounded. And when we say wounded, some of those people can't walk or can barely walk. And then what do you do? I mean, then it's, you know, and this is just the nature of, it's how life is, because we move on. So something happens, we're chilled by it, we can't believe it, we're outraged, we speak up maybe, and we try to do something, and then we move on. But the people who have been damaged, the people who are losing, who lose a leg, the people who have to learn to walk again. The people who barely survived and they have 10 operations in front of them, then what? What does life hold for them? They have to be strong. They have to have the will to go on. They have to have the people around them helping them, holding them up as they take those baby steps. And it's as though they were cheated. And life's not fair, but you shouldn't have to battle your own people, for goodness sake, on a base. It's just not right. That's why I think it's not right to not consider firearms, to not consider sidearms for somebody. I'm in Afghanistan. I'm on the front lines. I've dodged kids that could possibly be rigged with bombs, scary situations on the front lines where the rules of engagement are a little iffy, frankly, on the U.S. side. So I've done everything that's been asked of me. Then I go to the base. I cannot carry my weapon. And I unfortunately get caught in the crosshairs when Ivan Lopez decides to unload his gun in a hail of bullets, and I'm in the middle of it. There's just something that is radically upsetting about not doing more to protect our own people. There's no 100%, we know that. We don't live in fairy dust land of unicorns and, oh, we'll just make it all better. We can just do this, and this is exactly what will prevent that, because we know there's no 100%. But we got to get closer to moving the needle, at least in that direction. At least in that direction. Because I can't even imagine making that phone call to tell somebody, yeah, you know, they just came back and we thank them so much for their service, but unfortunately your son, I mean, are you kidding me? It's awful. Terrible. All right, we want to mix in a couple of quick things here because coming up we're going to have a conversation about conversation with somebody who was in charge of the Republican convention back in 2004, and he had some interesting things to talk about. He also worked in the White House. And he's very passionate about politics and also very interested in what's happened now with the Supreme Court after Citizens United and now the latest Supreme Court ruling and the arguments over who's running campaigns and who's dumping the money into the PACs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's coming up around the bend. But before we get there, how about the fact that, and I love this, Daryl Issa, who, by the way, is the richest person in Congress. So this is a guy, he's wanted to do this, right? It's not even a power grab. I really believe that because I've talked to him a few times, and we actually had him on the show twice a long time ago. We're trying to get him back on. But he does not let things go when he thinks that that it's wrong, and he wants to get to the bottom of Lois Lerner and the IRS. So he says that, and it's gotten pretty ugly, the House panel is going to vote Thursday whether to hold former IRS official Lois Lerner in contempt. Remember, she was in charge of the tax exemptions, and ISA is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. So he says, listen, new IRS documents identified by the committee raise some concerns about the possible motivations for opposing the investigation and unwillingness to lend your support to efforts to obtain the testimony of former IRS exempt organizations director Lois Lerner. This is what ISA wrote to Elijah Cummings, the Democratic congressman. So ISA, and of course the two of them go head-to-head a lot on this, but ISA and fellow Republicans on that committee are having this vote to hold her in contempt of Congress because she keeps pleading the fifth. We don't know what happened in that office, and we need to know what happened. Why can't we know what happened? Why not? I don't understand that. It's unacceptable what happened. Initially, she was put on leave, paid leave, then she resigns, and then the IRS has a big turnover. Okay, so that's fine, but why can't we know the specifics of what went on? Why can't we see the pattern? Why can't we see the emails? Why can't we know that? Why can't we get to the bottom of this? I mean, I guess I know, but don't we deserve to know the truth? Why somebody in that kind of a position, in the middle of an election, pushed all of them aside, pushed all of those documents aside? I think it's fair to ask that question. I don't think it's ridiculous to want to get to the bottom of it. I don't think ICE is crazy and gone off on a wild goose chase by asking that. Why? It doesn't make any sense. So why not do it? And anyway, Cummings is caught in the crosshairs of it going up against ISA for other things that he's argued about with tax exemption. But I say it's time to put all that pettiness aside and just let it all out there. Hold her in contempt, find out what happened, get to the bottom of it. Somebody up higher up, somebody had to have suggested, or maybe they didn't. Maybe it was just, what if it was just something she did on her own? Fine. Then let's hear it. There had to be a reason. Why was she pleading the fifth? Why plead the fifth if there was nothing, if she could have said, well, I felt like, you know, that was, they were political and they were whatever. Doesn't matter, whatever she said, but she didn't even say it. So I believe that there's something more nefarious there, because why wouldn't that be put out there? So let's hear it. We want to hear it. Do you realize that I have not talked about the ship yet during this hour of America Tonight? The pings. Where are the pings of Flight 370? We get our daily dose of the update of the Malaysian air flight. And they're saying two new signals are really buoying hope that there's more to it. So searchers picked up those signals from the locator beacons that were attached to the so-called black boxes in the tail of the flight, which disappeared more than a month ago, carrying, as you know, 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The Australian ship Ocean Shield first picked up two sets of underwater pulses on Saturday, and they heard nothing more until Tuesday when they reacquired the signals twice. The four signals were within 17 miles of one another, so the search area has become radically smaller. Perhaps that's a good thing. The second piece of good news they got, they analyzed the signals picked up over the weekend and concluded that they probably came from specific electronic equipment rather than from marine life, because that could sound like the whales, which make similar sounds. So that's probably pretty positive, too. We'll see if ultimately it leads them to the plane. Stay with us. More politics on the flip side.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Right now, Mark Feifley, and he's written a piece for Real Clear Politics, The Left's Billionaire Outsider Hypocrisy. And man, we have been talking about this a ton. When we talk about campaigns, we talk about the funding of campaigns, and we talk about PACs, and we talk about different groups. And as you know, the Koch brothers are just getting blasted all over the place. But what's interesting, and I've said this, is what's happening on the left side? What's going on with George Soros? He wrote a wonderful piece about it that goes really, really deep, so it's perfect to scratch and dig a little bit deeper with Mark. Mark, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hello, Kate. It's wonderful to be in your virtual green room. You may want to restock the bar.
That's right. I'll have to send Nathan out on the errand after
this.
So
bourbon,
let's talk.
Please.
Bourbon. So let's talk about this. What is it, especially that you see this with the Koch brothers, but I mentioned George Soros, and I could throw out a bunch of other names too. So why is it that the Democrats are hammering this to death because they think this is the right kind of campaign strategy for the midterms and then for 2016? What's the deal? Just trying to keep pushing the Republicans in that direction, that it's their fault?
I think it's when it's like if you're playing cards, if you're playing blackjack and you get like some lousy cards dealt to you, and that's what the Democrats do right now. They have a lousy hand. They can't run ads about how they've kept energy prices low because they're blocking pipelines and they're stopping responsible energy production. They can't talk about how they've reduced the national debt because the national debt is $17 trillion and continues to build every single day. They can't talk about their wonderful Obamacare plan because 6 million people got kicked off of their plans. I did. I'm one of the 6 million. Had to sign up for Obamacare. Congratulations to me. So their campaign ads would be a lot of dead air and a lot of, you know, not a whole lot there. They don't have a whole lot of a forward-looking agenda. So what they've done is they've picked out a couple of people who happen to be upset about what's going on in our country, and they're picking on them. And that's why we see people like our United States majority leader of the entire country, Mr. Harry Reid, going to the well of the Senate, it seems like every 10 minutes or so, and blasting American citizens for daring question his policies and his priorities. Calling them un-American, saying they haven't paid their taxes. I mean, he's flipping more Whoppers than a Burger King. And I think that that's the whole problem. They don't have a proactive message to talk about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I brought up, I threw out Soros a couple times now here. But who, and you talk about this in your piece, who are the Senate majority's PAC's biggest donors that you know of?
There are some people that we all know, Hollywood bigwig, Steven Spielberg, the maker of many movies. I've spent way too much money watching his movies. David Geffen, the music impresario, who I'm sure I've spent a lot of money on his albums and CDs and iTunes and that sort of thing. Mayor Mike, the mayor of New York City, who is a multi-billionaire. He's given $2.5 million to the Senate Majority Fund. There's some other names that are not household names, like a George Soros or a Bloomberg or a Spielberg or that sort of thing. There are billionaires like Tom Steyer, who said he's going to spend upwards of $100 million with an M dollars to defeat Republicans and play in the political sphere. So I was watching and I was listening to a lot of the coverage that was in the press. And I heard the name Koch Brothers, and I heard the name Sheldon Adelman, who's a casino owner out of Las Vegas. And I thought, you know, let's talk about some of these other people. Let's have equal time here, and let's talk about some of the people that are on the left that are spending money as well. And let's really drive home that this is a lot of hypocrisy that's going on. I know hypocrisy in politics, stop the presses. You know, hold on, everybody. Stop traffic. No, we're not in New Jersey. But you know what I mean? And so I said, let's shine a light on this and let's talk about what the other side is doing. And I'm not saying that, you know, one side's wrong and one side's right. I just said, let's have a conversation about who's paying for politics in America. And it is free speech. It is an open country where if you do have money, and this was decided by the Supreme Court and Citizens United and another Supreme Court case recently called McCutcheon, where they said that free speech and political advertising and political speech is free speech. It is the law of the land. The Democrats say you can't touch Obamacare because it's the law of the land, for goodness sakes, because the Supreme Court says so. But when it comes to free speech, they say, oh, no, hold on a second. We don't want free speech. We want free speech for us. If we want primetime coverage, the day that the Obamacare final date to sign up was, and they wanted primetime coverage for that, and they didn't get it. But it's a two-way street, folks, and I think that we need to be concerned about the attacks that are coming in, and I think that we should be focused on some of the bigger issues that the Democrats are not talking about. How do we cut spending? How do we get rid of some of these onerous regulations that are stopping the growth of business and the growth of small business owners and the opportunities to create jobs and wealth and prosperity in our country? I'm tired of paying $3, $4 for a gallon of gas. How do we get that lowered? How do we get more responsible energy production out of places like my home state, North Dakota? Let's talk about those issues, but they don't want to talk about them.
Yeah, that's true, because then you have to go, like I said, you have to go deeper, but you have to go deeper into the real issues instead of the back and forth. I'll put your funding against my funding, and we're going to keep on firing in that direction. As you say, Harry Reid, he's the guy who's really the Senate majority leader, really railing against the billionaires on the Senate floor. And every time you turn in and C-SPAN swings a camera in that direction, that's exactly what you are hearing. Now, Mark, we want to tell people a little bit about your background. Mark Feifley is somebody who knows about strategies. He's the president of Off the record strategies, but he was a communications director for the Republican National Convention in 2004. Man, what was that like? Did you get any sleep? Was that just nonstop? You're awake the whole time, red bulling it, or what?
That was crazy, and all the people on Radio Row, Kate, were driving me nuts, and the Bloggers Row. It was an experience where you're in the nation's capital, you're a couple of miles from ground zero, you've got all the different personalities of the convention. It was Mayor Giuliani and Mayor Bloomberg, who I mentioned in that piece. I enjoyed working with him at that point. At that point, he was a Republican. You had former Mayor Ed Koch, you had Governor Pataki. All these personalities were trying to put on the re-election for President George W. Bush in the nation's, you know, what is really the financial capital and the media capital of the country and maybe of the world, and trying to pull it off post 9/11, where there's a lot of security concerns. And wow, it was one of those events that, you know, there's the Olympics, there's Super Bowls, and there's political conventions, and I know that they kind of lost some of their razzmatazz over the years because it's less coverage on the primetime news, but it is really a wonderful experience. I'd recommend, no matter what your political persuasion or party, get involved in your party infrastructure. Try and become a delegate to the next Democratic or Republican National Convention. It's a great experience.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. And it is a great experience. And it gets you more involved in what's going on. You get to see it from the ground level. I've talked to so many people who've done the delegate thing, and they absolutely love it.
Well, the thing is, we always complain, oh, the politicians never listen to me, I don't have a voice. Yeah, you have a voice. Show up at the local political meeting. Show up at the Tea Party rally or the Occupy rally or whatever rally's going on, and get involved in politics. I know that a lot of people don't have the time to do it because we're busy. We have day jobs. But
right,
if we do get involved in politics, that's really the only way that we're going to make improvements to our democracy, improvements to our economy, and that we can make our voice heard. And we can't sit on the porch and go, oh, those rat blanks in Washington that are just sitting around not doing anything. Get involved. Make a difference. Run for office, too. What the world? You might as well.
Yeah, you might as well. Exactly. Give it a try. All right. So if you were in charge this time around, and they haven't even, they've narrowed the cities. I think Dallas is one possibility. Cincinnati is a possibility. Denver's a possibility. There's a lot of different cities that are being thrown up there for 2016 for the Republican convention. What would you say? Because we think, let's presume Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee, that she's going to be the one that ultimately goes up against whatever Republican. What do you think the Republicans should try to do to narrow their field, since it seems to be a one-woman race on the other side?
I think the Republicans are going to have a dogfight. I think you're going to see a real talk and a real idea fest. And I think you're going to see people that are members of the Senate, people like potentially Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. Rand Paul is already setting up the infrastructure. He's all but announced an official race for president. You've also got some good governors, like Governor Walker in Wisconsin, Governor Martinez in New Mexico, Governor Pence in Indiana. You've got a lot of variety regionally. You've got a lot of variety. You've got a Rand Paul who's not as hawkish as some of the other Republicans. You've got leadership in the executive level like the governors have versus leadership in the legislative field like the members of the Senate or a Paul Ryan in the House would have. And I think that there's going to be a great discussion. What I hope they don't do is have these nightly debates on cable television where it just turns into the 10-second soundbite, and that's what drives the show. I hope that they have more engagement with the grassroots and less engagement with Anderson Cooper.
I agree with you. Mark Feifel, you were delightful.
Nothing wrong with Anderson Cooper. Good man, but he shouldn't run the agenda for the next president.
I agree. Don't be a stranger. Come back on again. It's fun to get around with you for sure, and we're doing it every night here on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
The GOP developed a vaccine. Get your shot at the local Christian reading room. Make sure your clothes are blue and neoprene.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Hitting the final couple of turns for this hour of America tonight, and I thought it would be the perfect time to have a little fun at your expense. I love that you're all on board with the dumb things deal. I get a ton of email on this, and actually I have to go through a lot of it, which really warms my heart that all of you are human. You make mistakes. We all do dumb things. And Nathan Reeder is the guy who actually spurred on this fun segment. So we thank him for that, and he's all recovered from his crazy accident. So once again, it's time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer.
Dum, 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 dum. I'm dumb.
All right, I love that. A little Meredith Vieira mixed in there. So this one is from John, who says, Kate, I laugh out loud when I hear you do the dumb things. You are so right, sister. Everybody trips up at some point in their life. Some of us more than others, however, and sometimes we don't like to admit it. I've got a brutal one for you. How about this? I saved and saved. I worked two jobs. I was 25 years old, desperate to marry my girlfriend, who is now, by the way, still my wife, 15 years later. I went and I got the ring, and I didn't want her to see it, and I thought she could find the box, so I stuffed it in my jean pocket. And then, as much as I was nervous about it, I forgot about it. I forgot about taking it out to put it someplace else where she wouldn't see it. The box would be too obvious. So then what ultimately ended up happening with the ring was that it got thrown in the washer and dried, because I realized when I tried to retrace my steps that I had done that with my jeans. And I could never find the ring. To this day, we did not find the ring. You have no idea. I spent $7,000 that I did not have on it. My wife ended up with a cheap knockoff. She said she could care less, but I was heartbroken. I hadn't insured the ring either. Good lesson there. Insure the ring. Yeah, that's a rough one. So I can see how that could happen, though, because you're nervous, trying to hide the ring. You're not going to ask her the question, it sounds like, then. So you wanted to put it someplace, transfer it someplace else, but then you forgot about it. You got involved doing something else, and you forgot that you had the ring in your pocket. I actually lost an engagement ring, and it was very sad. It was too big for my finger a little bit. And I was running around doing something, and normally I paid attention to the ring, and the ring slipped off, and I have no idea what happened to that ring. Luckily, it was insured, so that part was covered off, but I lost the ring. Oh, that was my dumb thing. Because why would you wear it? The ring's a little bit too loose. If it looks like it can come over the knuckle, and it's definitely doing that, you can't wear it, or you have to put something on it so that it stays. Otherwise, that's just like him. You forget. You start doing your things, and you forget about the ring. There's a lot of ring stories out there. Okay, how about, so John, don't feel badly. I had one, and I'm sure there are tons of other people that have ring stories, too. Okay, this one is from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate, I listen to the show, but I usually listen to it rebroadcast, so I download it from your network, or I listen at AmericaTonight.net, because I have different hours. I'm kind of all over the board. I guess the dumbest thing that I ever did is I went Christmas shopping, and of course I was doing it at the last second. I was actually kind of excited. It was like hunting, and I got my prey, and I had everything I needed, and had huge bags. I was at a store called Marshall's. And I had one of the bags in my hand. I had a whole bunch of other bags. And somehow in getting my wallet and people breathing down my neck because it was on Christmas Eve, I got out of the store and I had lots of the stuff with me. But a lot of it I had left behind and I didn't realize it. I took off. And then when I started to go through everything hours later, I realized I had left some stuff there. I called up and they did not have it. So somebody escaped with my booty. Probably because it was on the floor. That's what I think I did with it, what I was trying to rearrange, what I was carrying out. I still can't believe I did it. I'm so thorough, and I always pick up all the bags. It's like grocery shopping. I always look in the cart a couple of times. But I think it was because I was pressed by all the people around me. And if you've ever shopped on Christmas Eve, you know how intense that experience is. I will never do that again, and that was quite some time ago. There is something about that. You get anxious. That's what it is. You get anxious because then everybody, hurry up, hurry up. The store's only open so long. People are picking it to death. And you're there at the last second. I mean, you got to get that stuff home. You are wrapping till 4 in the morning or whatever it is, or someone's helping you. But you literally have waited till the very last procrastinating second, and there's pressure. So, yeah, that's when you screw things up usually. And if you had so much stuff, I'm surprised it wasn't in the basket, but maybe some of it, there wasn't any baskets, and you were trying to carry everything at once. That's what it sounded like he said, and I can absolutely understand how that would happen. All right, this one is from Bob in Illinois. He emails us a lot. Bob said, I've never actually emailed you for dumb things, Kate, but I thought about this one. This is pretty bad. I was taking a flight out of O'Hare, and I was in Valpo. I've heard you talk about Valparaiso before, so you know where it is. So I had a little bit of a haul. It was all packed up. I was going to meet some of my friends down in Key West. And I got to the airport. I seemed like I had plenty of time. I was taking a breath. I was going to have a little cocktail. But once I got to the, you know, got to the point where I was checking in, I was going to check in my luggage. I was doing the outdoor thing. I had all kinds of information with me, but I did not have my flight number, my ticket number, and they didn't have it. I couldn't just say my name, and it didn't come up for some reason. It wasn't coming up, wasn't coming up, wasn't coming up, and I was so furious, and I was insisting that I was on the flight. I was going to be on the flight. Turns out that I was a day early. I somehow had screwed up what I booked, and so, of course, they didn't have me in their system. I left the ticket at home. I had no clue. Had to go back. I did make that cocktail when all was said and done, and then went back the next day. I bet there's people that have done that, too. I've messed up dates before where I thought I had the right date, and I messed up the date, but I got it corrected in time. Yeah, that would be upsetting. It would be, I would be very upset. It's because it would take me at least a half an hour to get to the airport by the time I got my stuff and took the little jitney, because if I wasn't dropped off, or if I was dropped off and didn't have it. You know, that's one of those OCD things when somebody's with you and they say to you, do you have the tickets? 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 All you guys can relate to that, right? Being hounded. Do you have your license? 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 I mean, like, you know, they say to you constantly. And so you're checking, checking, checking. Sometimes that's when people do dumb things, and that's when they leave it because they've been pounded so many times about reminding where it is that they somehow forget where it is. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad. That's a pretty bad, dumb thing, but I understand it, and I guarantee there are other people who have done it. And then this last one, this one's from Sandra. She says, Kate, I was coming out of Macy's one day, parked my car. It was a jam day. The parking lot was so full, and I just didn't think about where I parked. When I came out, I had no clue where my car was. I mean, I was doing donuts on my feet, walking around trying to find that car. I could not find it, not find it, not find it. It took me about 20 minutes to find my car. How embarrassing is that? I did finally find it. I was whipped. I went straight home and to bed after that. I was so frustrated. Yeah, forgetting where you parked your car, I think that's common. I think a lot of people do that. They don't write it down, or you have an iPhone. You can take a picture of it if you're one of those people who forgets. All right, if you did something dumb, send it to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.